Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
AM 570 KLAC, 98.7 KYSR, HD2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app.
AM 570,
an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peet.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney
Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
And we continue Fred Rogan and Rodney Peet on AM 570 LA Sports. Our thanks to UCLA basketball coach Mick Cronin for jumping on last hour. If you didn't hear the interview, Mick's always great. And the stuff with Eric Dickerson from yesterday, just download the iHeartRadio app. You can check the podcast anytime. Go to the show page. We've got the shows up there. So if you missed something, feel free to listen back to it. And wherever you are, take the iHeartRadio app because you can listen to us. Any part of the country, any part of the world, wherever you're at, we're always with you. Just download the iHeartRadio app. Now, Rodney, I think we need to come together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Freddie.
We need to
really come together.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Isn't it time?
It's time. It's time. Look, it's a week of transition, Fred.
Yes.
It's a historic week.
Yes.
So let's really try the healing process of coming together, putting our differences aside, and just go back to just loving each other.
Yes.
And doing what's right, Fred.
And to do that,
yes,
we bring on Vic the Brick with the Daily Haiku at 2. Vic, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Fred.
That was absurd.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That was absurd.
Vic, that was fantastic. And the only reason Fred didn't jump in because he was drinking a full bottle of water.
He was distracted.
He was distracted, Vic, but that was perfect. I thought he was going to jump in.
And the point is, Vic, Rodney said a full bottle of water. I was able to consume a full bottle of water during that pause.
That's good drinking, Fred. Rodney Peet, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Vic.
Kayfabe, good afternoon, Kevin.
Yeah.
I didn't see you there, Kevin, so I did it for you.
What?
Yeah, I didn't
there see you go again. Fred, what are you doing?
Well, I didn't want Vic to feel as if he wasn't being listened to.
You don't answer for someone else. If that someone else is not there, then you let it go.
I'm just trying to be a teammate.
Oh.
So?
Fred, you're gilding the lily. You know that phrase, gilding the lily?
I have not gilded my lily recently, Vic.
There you go. Double A, salty dog. Good afternoon.
Chisha.
Is it really crazy windy in Burbank today?
Well, I'm not outside. Yeah, I'm looking outside the window now. Yeah, it's windy.
Crazy in the St. Gabriel Valley. We're getting some very strong winds.
You know what I think it is, Vic?
What's that?
The Santa Anas.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Well, the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay is making preparations. And musically, they're going to get, you know, we all know The Weeknd is going to be performing at halftime.
Yes.
But they're filling in the edges. And I believe they've come up with some very solid performers. Her, H-E-R, you know, rhythm and blues, rock and roll, Very funky. Love her.
Don't know
She'll be singing America the Beautiful, her.
She will be singing America the Beautiful, her.
Her. H-E-R.
Okay.
At a Vallejo.
Right.
And singing the anthem together, I like this a lot. Jasmine Sullivan and country star Eric Church together.
Okay.
Teaming up for the anthem.
Nice.
So I like where they're going.
Okay.
13,000 fans will be allowed in.
That's the number?
Yeah.
That'll be wild if Tampa Bay actually got to Tampa Bay and played the first ever hometown Super Bowl, no?
That would be wild.
Wild.
Did the Rams play a Super Bowl in Pasadena at one point back
they
in
did.
The day? Yeah. I know it wasn't in their home stadium per se, but I guess that would be a hometown Super Bowl, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Be close, yeah.
Pittsburgh.
That's right.
Who do you think's going to win the game, Tampa Bay or Green Bay, Vic?
In the tundra.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers is on fire.
Right.
And as Rodney knows, you know, the hot quarterback will carry you, you know, to the Vince Lombardi trophy.
Yes.
And that's Aaron.
So Tampa Bay will not have a home Super Bowl then?
I don't believe so. And the same with Mahomes. He's still in, concussion protocol, but apparently he's making a lot of progress. I expect to see him playing Sunday. I expect to see Mahomes. He's also got a bad toe, but Andy Reid said no big deal.
Yeah, it's not his toe.
You're telling me.
Vic?
I have a haiku for you guys.
All right.
It's from Basho.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Remember the Titans.
Yes, Vic.
And I'm not just talking that Denzel.
No.
How about Denzel working with his daughter on a new movie? Is that wild?
Yeah.
You know, how cool is that? If you actually get to do something and in the profession you have succeeded in, and then your kids actually get a chance to work with you. You
That's
know,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm sure his daughter's thrilled because she's working. I'm sure he is beyond belief proud.
Just a mad love, Denzel.
Yes.
And this haiku for you on this Tuesday, January the 19th, the day before the transition to tranquility.
What time's that start? 8 o'clock? No, tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, it'll be done, right?
Then they got the big show at night, you know, all the musical acts.
Yeah, but when is it? Is it 11 a.m. Eastern or noon? I can't remember.
I'm not sure.
Not sure, Freddie.
Rainy season. And the crane's legs have grown shorter. I'm feeling you. Basho.
Very Basho. Interesting. Very interesting today.
Did you get it, Freddie?
Yeah, I didn't know, and I am not an expert on the crane.
Right.
That cranes can actually shrink.
Their legs got shorter, right?
Correct.
Yes. You know what the crane, right? Known for standing on that one leg and
yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that water would cause the crane's leg to shrink.
Well, Freddie, did you hear Vic say it was rainy season?
Rainy season.
Means the water levels rise in rainy season, Fred.
So the crane was exactly. Walking in the rising water, which gave the appearance the crane was shorter.
Through the eyes of Basho.
Through the eyes of Basho, Fred. See? You got to dig deeper than just the surface, Fred, and take the literal version out of your mind that the crane could shrink. Well, the rainy season.
Yeah.
The water levels rise.
Okay.
The crane legs are shrinking. So you see less of the crane's legs in the water.
I understand.
Because the levels are rising.
Yeah, I know. I've got that. But my first thought.
The crane itself is not shrinking, Fred.
But that was my first thought. I had to look a little deeper.
Yes.
That was a very profound haiku today, Vic.
Thank you so much. Leave it to Basho to enlighten us.
Yes.
Yeah. Leave it to Basho. If you know who's up at bat, Fred, when you know who's on the on deck circle, and you know who's delivering the haiku, you know what you're going to get. You know, Basho, you know, bats like, you know, 880.
Yes.
So he's the greatest hitter.
Very apropos, Vic. Very apropos.
He's the greatest hitter in haiku history.
Power back to the people, Vic.
Power to the people.
Because the crane was in the water, power to the people?
Well, sometimes, you know, one has to decrease as others increase, Fred. One has to shrink for others to grow.
Ebb and flow.
That.
And now the power is back to the people. That's why I said apropos.
Thanks,
very,
Dad.
Very nice.
Right, Vic?
Exactly, Rodney. See, Rodney is open, Fred.
I'm open.
You're beginning to get open. But
you're still fighting it a little bit, Fred.
A little bit. I'm wide open. I'm open for business.
Okay.
You call me. I'm open.
It'll be all the way open, Fred. You can't just crack the door.
I can't be all the way open. I swear to God, if I do, I'll tear a hamstring. I can't. I can't be that open.
It's lit. Stories lighting up the sports headlines.
Brought to you by our buddy Jacob and Ronnie. If I'm walking down the street, somebody looks at me wrong, I turn, I tear a hamstring. I've suffered a personal injury. I'm calling Jacob Imrani at 844-44 Jacob. That's right.
Accident or injury, call Jacob Imrani, call Jacob.
Some tough news in the baseball world. The Hall of Famer Don Sutton passed away last night, according to his son, who tweeted it out just about a half hour ago. Was 75 years old. Don, of course, spent the majority of his career with the Dodgers, got most of his victories with the Dodgers, and he's one of the few retired numbers with the Dodger franchise, Fred.
Yeah, 75.
Yep.
Wow. And we don't know what happened.
No details on the cause of death.
Don Sutton was a fan favorite. Played a lot of years in the bigs. 23 seasons. Yeah. Played for the Dodgers, played for Houston.
Brewers.
Yep, Oakland. Yeah. The Angels. Had a cup of coffee with the Angels. Yeah, that's tough. I mean, he really was really well-liked in baseball and certainly here in Southern California.
No, without a doubt. You know, part of my childhood becoming a Dodger fan growing up in the 70s was Don Sutton was the man on the mound and wearing that number 20 for the Dodgers. And, you know, when you think about it, you know, we do a lot of Dodgers trivia, Dodgers history. Don Sutton is, his name is mentioned awful lot when it comes to what he did, you know, for the organization and the wins he had and strikeouts and all those things. 75 seems awful young, though, right?
His son, Darren.
Rest in peace, Don.
Yeah. I mean, son, Darren, was the voice of the Diamondbacks for a period of time. Also did Arizona State basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was so consistent. I mean, 23 years in the bigs, and he always put up, you know, fabulous numbers, Hall of Fame numbers. You can always count on Don to go out there and give you a great effort. And when you speak of the greats, you know, Sutton goes under the radar a lot.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't flamboyant. I mean, he was just, you know, so a model of consistency. And we're going to miss him, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the Sutton family.
Well, we know the Rams are looking for a new defensive coordinator, with Brandon Staley taking the Chargers head coaching job, and a couple of reports earlier today saying that the Rams are hot on the heels of Raheem Morris to be their defensive coordinator. He was the former head coach of the Buccaneers some years ago, took over for Dan Quinn when he was fired earlier this year by the Falcons, and turned that defense around rather quickly after he took over as interim head coach. So he will be, I think, a slam dunk if they can get a veteran coach like him to lead their defense, Fred.
Yeah. I mean, he obviously has the pedigree, and he's been successful. Didn't go the way he wanted to as a head coach, but that doesn't mean he's not a really good defensive coordinator. But I'll defer to Rodney. Rodney, because obviously you know far more about that. Is that a good call?
Only time really tells, Fred. But yeah, he's got a good history of being a good defensive mind. I think it'd be a good hire for the Rams. I really do. I think, as we saw in Atlanta, and even during his time as a head coach, players really loved him. Really, players really liked him a lot and played for him, and didn't go well for him as a head coach. But as you mentioned, it doesn't matter. It doesn't always mean that they're not a good coach. It just depends on the situation sometimes. And for for a defensive coordinator to be able to step in to become defensive coordinator for the Rams is a dream job, because it's tailor-made for you to be special.
Raheem Morris will be a tremendous hire. I know there was talk that they may hire from within the Ram organization, but McVay has eyes on Raheem Morris, and I believe it will be Raheem Morris. They'll be an excellent hire. And yeah, you got Aaron Donald, you got Ramsey, you got a sensational defense that's Staley built, the number one defense in the league. And Raheem would enhance that. Yeah, I love the hiring of Raheem.
Let's not forget, Wade Phillips built that defense, though.
I would love Wade back in the mix. I'm so glad you mentioned Wade. Yeah. As a consultant. Just as a consultant.
Yeah.
Well, Kyrie Irving is back. He is back with the Brooklyn Nets. That's right, Rodney. Two weeks away. Basically radio silence outside of being caught on video at a family party, which he was fined $50,000 for. He said he left because he had a lot of family and personal stuff going on, and he said he just wanted to leave it at that. Declined to answer whether or not he knew he was violating the league's coronavirus safety rules when he was at that party without a mask. When also asked about why he was gone, he said, quote, "When things become overwhelming in life, you've got to take a step back and realize what's important. I do love to play. That's never been a question. I've committed myself when that even wasn't a thing. That's not even a thing for me." And then he also apologized to the fans that may have been frustrated or disappointed by his absence, and also said he addressed each and every one of his teammates and the front office as well.
Well, here's the thing. It's really going to be interesting to see how they all mesh. And maybe James Harden being there will keep Kyrie Irving on the straight and narrow and keep him focused. Because when he came in there, he and KD were going to lead the team. Yeah, he'll help if they can all play together, but they don't really need him anymore. So maybe it's, we brought this guy in, shape up. Because if he doesn't fit in, there's no reason to have him, Rodney.
Yeah, it's really, really hard. And you don't know if we're watching a Greek tragedy right in front of our eyes with Kyrie Irving. A tremendous, tremendous talent. I don't know if there's many people that could go get a bucket, score in multiple ways like Kyrie Irving can. The way he gets his basket, can score on anybody, shoot the three. There's not many people on the planet with his type of talent, but to see it just kind of over the last few years, the meltdowns, you scratch your head, it's like, what's going on with this guy? You go to Boston and everybody had them as the favorites to win it all because they got him there, and then it imploded there. And then we're seeing this happen in Brooklyn. And I think what we've talked about with Brooklyn, they almost said they had to make the Harden deal because they were unsure about the future of Kyrie and how he was going to act. Now they've got an insurance policy and James Harden. The interesting thing would be how they all play together on the floor at the same time. That's going to be the question. But I do like the fact that he did talk to his teammates. He did have conversations with the front office and everybody. I think he should be just thankful that there are no fans in the stands right now that he has to really deal with or hear from as he goes out to play again.
Yeah, Kyrie has put everyone through so much mishigas, so much chaos. But still, he wants to play ball. And Brooklyn right now is the number one team in the East. You could take your hated Celtics, you could take his Sixers, you could take your Miami Heat. I'm taking Brooklyn right now into the finals against the Lakers, and that's going to be a hell of a seven-game series. Lakers, Brooklyn, you heard it here first. Seven-game series. It's going to be wild. It's going to be the three-headed monster against the Lakers. Two-headed, incredible dynamic duo, with a great supporting cast. But Brooklyn is hot. They are muy caliente. And you get Kyrie there with his head, you know, with his head right, you know, with Harden and, you know, and KD. Forget about Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Lakers. I got it on tape there, Vic.
Thank you, K-Fig.
And that's what's lighting up the headlines.
Kevin's been great.
All right, so nobody's supposed to be doing anything. There's actually high school football games going on. We'll have Rob Wygod, the commissioner of the CIF Southern Section, join us.
Let us give you money. Your chance to win $1,000 is right now. Yeah. Text the nationwide keyword money to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. Once again, that's money to 200-200. Good luck.
AM 570 LA Sports.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
If you missed any of Rogan and Rodney, you can podcast it on the iHeartRadio app.
Rogan and Rodney.
AM 570 LA Sports.
That's right, Rodney Pete, Fred Rogan. We got enlightened on this Tuesday.
Yeah, we did.
Rainy season, Fred. Rainy season.
Yeah, we did. All right, Rodney. As we continue to battle our way through this pandemic, you know, high school sports, and I think the CIF has done an incredible job of trying to allow people the opportunity to get ready. They put plans in place, and it hasn't really worked yet. Rob Wygod, a CIF Southern Section Commissioner, joins us. Rob, thanks for jumping on. Rob, you there?
I am here.
Okay. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
I know you just had a news conference. What were you talking about there? Were you talking about what the playoffs are going to look like?
Yes. We had a very, very difficult day today in announcing that we did not believe that we could go forward with our fall sports championships in the Southern Section. So there were a couple of reasons for that. Of course, the COVID-19 pandemic is the reason, but a couple of other factors that we had to consider. But we wanted to give our schools as much notice as we could because their seasons actually run for a couple of more months. The sports seasons can continue. We didn't cancel the seasons. We just canceled part that we are directly in control of, which was our championships, and that now frees up that time frame to allow schools to hopefully be able to play some games, league games, other games that have had to be postponed or canceled in the time left until, middle of March, end of March, actually football all the way to April 17, that they might be able to still get some games in.
So that being said, you control what you can control, and the playoffs are what you control. So the schools are continuing to play out their season, as you mentioned. Do you think that some of these schools are going to figure out a way just to play each other at the end of the season to make up their own playoff system?
Well, yeah, Rodney, that's kind of the idea and why we felt we needed to make the announcement where there was enough time left for something like that to happen. So this really now becomes a school issue. And you know, let's say they can't play a football game until the first week of March. Well, that gives them the time from the first week of March to play all the way through the middle of April, 5-6 games they could put together, the league games. Maybe at the end of that, there's a week left to put a bowl game idea together where they could match up with a different league or do some other kinds of matchups and things like that. I mean, that's all following the guidelines of the California Department of Public Health and that this is allowed to happen. But we wanted to give our schools the maximum amount of time available to them to hopefully make, you know, as many possible opportunities for their student athletes as they can make.
Okay, but the deal is, Rob, as you guys have worked through things, no one's really been able to do anything, but the truth of the matter is, now some people are starting to do things. Capistrano Valley Christian and Santa Ana Calvary Chapel, they actually played a game this weekend. Now, how is this working? It's like the Wild Wild West. Everybody can do whatever they want?
Well, no, that's not true, and I've actually been in contact directly with those schools today, and that won't be happening beyond what happened last weekend. We, as a CIF, we're authorized by the state legislature in California. CIF statewide bylaws apply to us following the guidelines of California Department of Public Health. So on the education-based athletic side, you cannot represent your school as a high school team in any sport during the high school season of sport in violation of the California Department of Public Health guidelines. So it certainly caused some confusion, and we have now addressed it to the point where going forward, all 1,600-plus schools in California were informed today from the state office that the only way you can go forward as a school team in the high school season is that the California Department of Public Health guidelines allow for that.
And so I can imagine the phone calls you get, Rob, and the backlash you may get from people who believe that, hey, it's, you know, like we're seeing across the country, it's my life, my body, my student, my kid, let me go do what we want to do without your interference in this, and we'll deal with the backlash or the consequences later. I'm sure are you getting those kind of calls?
Well, of course. And you know, I really appreciate you bringing that up, because if anything, I wish people would at least understand the circumstance. And that is, if anyone believes the CIF Southern Section does not want student athletes to return and be part of what we believe is so special with education-based athletics, they're 100% wrong. It is not the CIF that is preventing schools from playing. It is the guidelines of the California Department of Public Health and local health authorities that have said, unless we are in this particular tier, this sport cannot continue or cannot resume. And so I think a lot of people want to project upon our organization that we are that barrier for students, and we're absolutely not. We're the opposite of that. We want what they want, but we only can have it when it's deemed healthy and safe to do so by the California Department of Health and the local health authorities. So, you know, that's a message we've had since March, when unfortunately this all shut down and began. People just aren't necessarily allowing that to resonate and need to lash out somewhere and be upset with someone. And we take that, and we certainly are accountable for what we're accountable for. But this particular circumstance is really under the direction of the California Department of Public Health in terms of the limits on high school athletic programs being allowed to return.
Yeah, how frustrating has it been for the CIF? And Rodney mentions the parents calling and saying, what's going on? Because you've had a plan in place from the very beginning. And every time you think, okay, now's the date, it's not the date. How frustrating has that been?
Well, tremendously frustrating. You know, we spoke on July 20th, the day that we announced the calendar. And at that time, I truly believe then, and I believe today, that was the most appropriate way for us to get all of our sports full regular seasons, have section championships, even state regional championships. You know, we would give enough time from July to mid-December to get some preparation time. The students would be able to do some off-season work, training, get ready for their seasons. And we all look at what's happened in the meantime, and I don't think any of us can believe we're in a worse position now than we were then. And it's been incredibly frustrating. Other states have played. The outside organizations are playing in club and travel environments, and the education-based athletics world has been on hold ever since we know in March. And that's been a really frustrating thing for us, because, again, anyone who believes that this is what we would want is completely wrong. And that's certainly, you know, the most frustrated, of course, for our student athletes and what it's meant to them.
Yeah, it is frustrating. And sometimes we gotta be the adults, and I'm sure you've had a lot of experience in dealing with adults, and you have to be the adult in the room. It can't be easy. Are you seeing some student athletes sitting out the year and maybe kind of waiting it out and rejoining a particular school or their eligibility? Because I do know some kids that have just taken the year off because this may have been the year that they kind of get noticed by a university, or this was their year to play, so they didn't want to waste it and have taken a year off. Are you seeing that?
Well, yeah, and I think, again, these are decisions that, as we have seen this time frame not really make progress for us, that we are able to have students who think, well, this can't be a full season or can't be what we're used to and what we really prepare for, then, you know, this might be a decision like that they would make. And the one thing that we discussed earlier is if a student doesn't play for their high school in a particular sport, they are actually eligible to play for any high school the following year. They would be able to, if that was in their mind and something they were thinking about, if you do not participate, then you would be eligible to go anywhere without any limitations because you're what's called a non-participation student. So, I mean, I don't know numbers or how many students are thinking that way, but that would be one of the ways the scenario plays out going forward if we get to that point where there is actually no season at all for fall sports coming up.
And if that's the case, just looking at football, the strong will get stronger and the weak will get weaker. Because then you'll be able to put together these powerhouse high school teams if you can go anywhere and play with whoever you want.
Well, that may be what sometimes, you know, people will refer to as an unintended consequence or collateral damage or whatever. But I think the philosophy behind that bylaw is that if a student has sat out an entire year, for whatever that reason is, then they should have eligibility where they decide to play because they've already sacrificed an entire year for whatever that reason could be. I mean, sometimes it's an injury. Sometimes it's another factor, but obviously in this case, there would be a tremendously large number of student athletes if they don't get to play at all this season that would then obviously have the ability to go wherever they want because they've already suffered a whole season being lost.
Okay, so football, you're still trying. What about basketball and the spring sports?
Well, those remain in place. We aren't scheduled to start basketball until the middle of March, about 2 months from now. And championships for that sport aren't supposed to happen until middle of June. So we're still talking about 2 months before the start of the season, and we're talking about 4 to 5 months before the seasons would be concluded. So I'd like to feel like I felt back in July that the time frame in front of us allows for some progress to be made and move out of this purple tier for some of the sports like basketball and others and see some way to go forward and a path to go forward. But as it's always been the case, time will tell. And if we start to make some progress, so some of that can happen. And it'll probably roll out in very similar fashion. We can start the sports. Some of them are purple tier sports and can start right away. Swimming, track and field, tennis, golf. Some of those sports are going to be able to start right away in the spring and start their competition because they are even in the purple tier. Baseball and softball are in the red tier. There's some others, you know, above that. So there will be, I hope and believe, to start the spring sports in some ways, unlike the fall where we haven't been able to start anything. We will be able to start some of our spring sports. Hopefully others get on board after that, and we are able to run this out till the end of the school year like we had planned, you know, way back in July.
Well, Rob, thanks for coming on. Thanks for the info. I'll say this, that, you know, of all the people we have talked to from the very beginning, I think you guys at the CIF really have done the best job of trying to lay things out, be ready to go, moving on a pivot, continuing to be ready to go. I mean, you've worked really hard for the kids. Honestly, I don't know if it's going to happen, and you probably don't either. But the good news is at least you're ready. So thank you for coming on.
Well, thanks again, Fred. Rodney, I appreciate being with you guys, and all the best to you and your family. Stay safe, stay well. Better days ahead.
Okay. There he goes, Rob Weigott. He is the commissioner of the CIF Southern Section. And Rodney, we're to a point, and I admire beyond belief what he is doing and what the CIF is doing. But boy, given everything and the way things are right now, I'd be shocked if they're going to get anything in. Just shocked.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. And we're seeing it, Fred. I think you reported on it too, that we're going to see even more of the craziness, ugliness come out. But I'd be shocked, because we are, as he said, in a worse position now when the shutdown began. But you're going to see, as we see players and kids being bussed down from Northern California to play in tournaments, you're going to see things happen where, you know, schools are going to get together and just play each other, just to play each other. It's going to be interesting next few months.
Yeah, and the real issue here, and the frustration that the parents are feeling, that you pointed out, and, you know, who's right, who's wrong? I don't have the answer to this, but if you look around the country, I mean, there are states where they've completed their high school football season. They're into basketball. There are teams here in California that are prohibited from playing, but they're in conferences where they're midway through their season already. It's just these teams aren't playing. And there's really, you know, you shrug your shoulders, because you really don't know. If the objective is just to keep everybody as safe as possible, they're trying to do that here. And it's impacted a lot of people. And I do. I feel badly. I feel badly for people that lost their business because of this. I feel badly for people who have lost their homes because of this. I feel badly for all of the kids that are not unable to compete. I'm just saying, it looks to me, and I'm no scientist, I think by fall, high school sports will be back and everything should be as normal as it can be by then. I would think by fall, we will be through it.
We hope. We said that before.
Yeah.
I'm sad for the 400,000 people that lost their lives.
Yeah.
That's where my thoughts go. It's not immune to anyone, or no one's immune to this. All walks of life, all races, all ages. And just when you think it can't hit you, it hits somebody that you know.
Okay. Can't go without the sad sack. We definitely have to bestow that honor. Yes, Rodney, we do, and that will be next.
Here's Aaron Jones right up the middle of the war. Jones makes a cut.
From the Packers and Bucs.
Touchdown, Buffalo.
To the Bills and Chiefs. The best coverage of the conference championship is on AM 570 LA Sports. Title game coverage is presented by your LA Chargers. Get your season tickets today, starting as low as $83. Visit chargers.com for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I mean, that is just sad.
Sad sack of the day.
Gotta do it, Rodney.
Oh, no.
No choice. We have to acknowledge greatness or lack thereof when it's warranted.
Uh-oh.
And today's sad sack of the day is Dallas Mavericks guard Tim Hardaway Jr.
Oh, Timmy Jr., what'd he do, Fred?
Okay, well, he's an 8-year vet. You know that, right? Didn't score last night in their loss to Toronto. And he shot a whopping 0 for 12 from the field.
Oh!
Does that qualify as your sad sack?
0 for 12?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, it was well deserved. Your sad sack of the day, Tim Hardaway Jr. of the Mavericks. You forgazy. No, I was telling the truth. It is Tim Hardaway Jr. Okay, let's thank our guest that came on the show today. David Vasse was terrific and gave us the word. Don't worry about Walker Buehler and arbitration. It's all going to be fine. Fine. Adam Oslin jumped on, as always. Pleasure. Adam will have the Clipper pregame show tomorrow night with the Clippers taking on Sacramento. He'll be on at 6, and the game will be at 7 here on AM 570 LA Sports. UCLA coach Mick Cronin on the show was great, as always. And our buddy Rob Wygod, CIF Southern Section Commissioner, also on the program today. And please do not forget, we want you to win $1,000. So listen for your cue to text for your chance to let us put a grand in your hand. We do it weekdays at 15 past the hour from 7:15 to 4:15. Details at AM570LASports.com. Adam, thank you. Nice job. Kevin, great work as always. Rodney, we're back tomorrow. Let's go.
Back to get him. What was a friend, now a ghost in the dark? Hard part about it, brother got smoked by a fiend. Trying to floss on him, blind to a broken man's dream. A hard lesson, court cases keep him guessing. Plea bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cause we're more to be free than a life in the bin. Making money over cuss words, right?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.